In the meantime, Amanda.
Yes, Rodden.
Do you ever consider how much of your life has been wasted?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah?
I hate wasting time.
Waiting in queues, yes. In the supermarket, in traffic, at the bus stop, in the surgery, on the telephone, waiting for your partner to choose what to wear.
Oh, yes. I do, because I think, you know, we're only here once, you should cram as much in as you can and make the most of it.
Yeah.
Why waste your life queuing for things?
And waiting for things.
And waiting.
Well, we're going to be chatting about this a little bit more later on. But here's, I think, a clear contender for the biggest time waster of all.
Thank you for calling. To give you the impression we're trying to deal with your inquiry as quickly as possible, but really to save us money paying real call handlers, we have a computerised call handling system. Please listen carefully to the following options. If you'd like to fight your way through a mind-boggling automated voice menu that'll take you to a further series of mind-boggling automated voice menus, press 1. To hear the options that never quite match what you actually want and eventually lead to a bored-sounding adolescent telling you you have the wrong department, press 2. If you think this option sounds slightly more hopeful than the other two, press 3.
Come on, hurry up.
If you're an existing customer who wonders why on earth someone thought it was a good idea to replace real people answering phones with a computer, press 1. If you're a new customer who'd like to hang up now because you're really quite annoyed, but you won't because you know all our major competitors use an identical call handling system, press 2. If you want to report a problem, press 1. If you want to report a problem, but now all you can think about is the fact that life is too short to spend time listening to a disembodied voice on the phone, press 2. If the knowledge this call is costing you £1.50 a minute and you're still getting absolutely nowhere is really irritating you, press 3.
Come on.
If you've stopped really listening to what I'm saying and will most likely miss the correct option when it finally comes up, press 1. If you're staring into space as this call eats into your lunch hour or makes you late for work, press 2. If you're losing the will to live, press 3. If you're thinking that by now you surely must be close to speaking to a real person, press 1. If you're surprised to hear yet another recorded message, press 1.
Oh.
If you're really angry now, please hammer on your keypad in an undignified manner, indicating you've finally lost control. Thank you. Please hold as we put you through to a customer services advisor. Please hold as we put you through to a customer services advisor. Please hold as we put you through to a customer services advisor. I'm sorry, all our customer services advisors are busy at the moment. Please call back later.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? We're going to be taking a sideways look at the most irritating time-wasting situation we often face. After 9, I'll be finding out why we're all wasting our lives waiting around.